idea. And what about other meals? Can I cook for myself?
Yes, everyone makes their own breakfast. I do the shopping, and I always make sure there is plenty of food in the fridge, so you can prepare yourself a packed lunch to take to college if you like.
Yes, I've noticed that in Australia you often eat sandwiches for lunch.
Well, we often eat lunch in a bit of a hurry, so sandwiches are very convenient. Now, do you have any other questions about the house rules?
What about laundry? Can I use the washing machine?
Oh, yes. I expect everyone to wash and iron for themselves, although I can put a load of washing on if you need me to. I will give you clean bed sheets every week. I clean the kitchen and the living areas myself, but I expect all my students to help out and clean their own rooms.
I have one other question. I don't have a mobile phone here yet. Can I use yours to make a couple of local calls?
That shouldn't be a problem. Just let me know when you want to use it.
Recording 9.
Hello, you must be Chi Wen. I'm Mrs. Smith, but my homestay students all call me Lucy.
Oh, hello, Lucy. I'm very pleased to meet you.
So, how long have you been in Australia, Chi Wen?
Well, I only arrived last month, and I'm still finding it all a bit strange, actually.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure it won't take long to settle in. If you like, I can introduce you to a friend of mine, Yi Ling. She's a student from China who stayed with me last year. I know she's really enjoying herself here in Australia.
Oh, that would be nice.
Now, I have had a lot of students staying with me over the years, and I do have a few rules.
Oh, of course.
First of all, my husband and I want everyone to feel at home, so we treat everyone as if they were a member of our own family.
That sounds lovely.
I cook and serve dinner for everyone at 6. We also make everyone speak English at dinner. It's really important to practice your English as often as you can.
I see. That's a very good